Welcome to our fifth Sunday of the Pentecost Worship Podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and our service Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. July 10, 2022, this is Pastor Olana.
Today your mercy calls us to wash away our sin. However great our trespass, whatever we have been, however long from mercy our hearts have turned away, your precious blood can wash us and make us clean today. Today your gate is open, and all who enter in shall find a Father's welcome and pardon for their sin. The past shall be forgotten, a present joy begin, a future grace be promised, a glorious crown in heaven. Today our Father calls us, His Holy Spirit waits, His blessed angels gather around the heavenly gates. No question will be asked us how often we have come. Although we oft have wandered, it is our Father's home. Oh, all embracing mercy, oh, ever open door, what should we do without you when heart and eye run o'er? When all things seem against us to drive us to despair, we know one gate is open, one ear will hear our prayer.
We begin in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us known your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truth and teach us. For you are God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Let us confess our sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to abundant mercy, blot our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and uphold with us a willing spirit. Amen. Now receives absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on all of us, and through Jesus' work has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith instilled in us by the Holy Spirit, we know and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Indeed, if the Son set us free, we are free. We are sure that He hears us if we ask Him for anything that is according to His will. He hears us whenever we ask Him. And since we know this is true, we also know that He gives us what we ask from Him. Now let us praise the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your deep compassion, you rescue us from whatever may hurt us. Teach us to love you above all things and to love our neighbors as ourselves. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading for this fifth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 1 through 5, chapter 19, verse 9 through 18. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel, and say to them, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt, where you lived, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan, to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap your fields right up to its edge. Neither shall you gather the gleaning of after your harvest, and you shall not strip your vineyards bare. Neither shall you gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourners. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal, you shall not deal falsely, you shall not lie to one another. You shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not oppress your neighbors or rob him. The wage of the hired servant shall not remain with you all the night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf or put stumbling before the blind, but you shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in the righteousness shall you judge your neighbors. You shall not go round as a slanderer among your people. You shall not stand up against the life of your neighbors. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall reason frankly with your neighbor, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the son of your own people, but you shall love your neighbors as yourself. I am the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. The epistle is taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from our God, the Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of love that you are for all the saints, because of the people laid for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you. As indeed in the world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it is thus among you, since the day you heard it, and you understood the grace of God in truth. Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased praying for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endure patience with joy, give thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Behold, a lawyer stood up to put Jesus to test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbors as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man fell among the robbers? He said, The one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, You go and do likewise. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Before thee, praising thee, their Son above. Bless out the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the gloom of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. With joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays, stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountains, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, fountainhead of love divine, joyful we thy have inherit, joyful we by grace are thine.
A blessed day to you. This is Pastor Stolman with a Bible study of the Epistle Lesson for the fifth Sunday of Pentecost. We begin with a prayer. Almighty God, we thankfully acknowledge the spiritual blessings we receive from you, blessings we receive as the Church. Open our hearts and ears so that as we listen to your word, we may be inspired to live thankfully and obediently. We ask for the Spirit's guidance, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. This Sunday, we begin a new series of readings for our epistle lessons. For the next couple of Sundays, we will be reading from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Colossians. Several hundred years before Paul's day, Colossae, the name of the city of the Colossians, Colossae had been a leading city in Asia Minor, which is present-day Turkey. By the first century AD, however, Colossae was diminished to a second-rate market town, which had been surpassed long ago in power and importance by the neighboring towns. What gave Colossae New Testament importance, however, was the fact that during Paul's three-year ministry in Ephesus, Epaphras had been converted and had carried the gospel to Colossae. The new church that was established there began having trouble with a heresy, that is, someone teaching falsely about God or his actions for us. So Epaphras went to Rome to get Paul's help, and Paul responded by writing this letter to the Colossians. Paul's purpose in this letter is to refute the Colossian heresy. To accomplish this goal, he exalts Christ as the very image of God in verse 15, the Creator in verse 16, Christ as the pre-existent sustainer of all things in verse 17, Christ as the head of the church in verse 18, Christ as the first to be resurrected in verse 18, and Christ, the fullness of deity in bodily form, verse 19, and finally, as Christ the reconciler in verse 20, all in chapter 1. If the Colossians' false teaching was meant to help people, it didn't. It was more of a philosophy of life that didn't really deal with the issues of life, that is, that human beings are sinful and imperfect. This was in complete contrast, however, with the true Word of God, which shows how God deals with our sin and calls us back to being His people. With that background, let's begin with today's reading, Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1 and continuing to verse 14. We read, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, so also among yourselves, from the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you can lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Thus far the reading. Paul begins his letter with his typical greeting, recognizing that his readers are fellow Christians, which he calls saints before God. Then he proceeds to tell them that he has been praying for them, with thanks to God as they live faithfully in His grace, serving God and one another lovingly, having the hope of eternal life. This is all the result of their hearing and believing God's word, which has been faithfully proclaimed to them by Epaphras, whom Paul calls a fellow worker. Once again, Paul assures them of his concern for them, and so he writes, So from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. With the formalities of greetings and so forth done, Paul then hints at what this letter's concern is. He writes, God has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, which he refers to as a kingdom of light. Generally, being delivered from the dominion of darkness can refer to moving from an ungodly life to a life of faith in Christ Jesus. But as we already mentioned, there was a heresy, a false teaching that was attacking the faith of the saints in Colossae. That attack was coming from the one who was in charge of the dominion of darkness, that is, the old evil foe, that is, the devil and Satan himself. And so Paul is saying that he understands what Epaphras has been telling him about this attack. It is a very serious attack, and it's so serious that an apostle's help was needed. So God has graciously called the Colossians Christians out of the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of Christ, but the dominion of darkness was tempting them back with a belief that looked like Christian, but was not. One of the false teachings seemed to have something to do with questioning whether Jesus Christ was God or not. We assume that because in the opening verses following our text, Paul makes a strong statement about Christ's divinity, referring to Him in various aspects of His divinity, the very nature of God, the Creator, the pre-existent sustainer of all things, the head of the church, the first to be resurrected, the fullness of deity in bodily form, and the reconciler. Dr. Martin Fransman puts it so eloquently when he writes about Jesus Christ. In him, all the fullness of the God who willed man's redemption graciously dwelt. In obedience to that will, he, that's Christ, went into the depths of a criminal's violent death, that was shedding his blood on a cross. He did this in order to restore man and all man's fallen world, restore them to God. God, or Christ, is in everything preeminent, that's the most important. In his kingdom, Christians are secure. No powers of darkness have power to harm them there. That means the Colossian Christian can withstand the attack of false teaching with their faith in the power of Christ, and just as we can also as Christians today. In order to stay strong in the true faith and not be overcome by a false teaching, a heresy, both they and we need to keep studying God's Word, the Bible. That's why Paul prayed for the Colossians, asking that they would be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. That phrase from Paul's letter, the knowledge of his will, is talking about biblical knowledge. Biblical knowledge is not merely the possession of facts. Rather, knowledge and wisdom in the Bible are practical, having to do with our godly daily living. This is borne out in verses 10 through 12, where knowledge, wisdom, and understanding result in a life worthy of the Lord. Our godly lives are under attack also today, just as they were in Paul's day. The devil never gives up. He wants to take as many of us as are in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, out of that kingdom and bring us all into his dominion of darkness. As we read further in Paul's letter to the Colossians on coming Sundays, we will see more details about that dominion so that we know how to avoid it with the power of Jesus Christ through his word. That's something we need to pray about now. Gracious and loving God, you have freed us from the dominion of darkness through your Son, our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, empower us to overcome the attacks meant to bring us back to that dominion. The Holy Spirit has been sent to help us. And so we pray, O Holy Spirit, guide us with your knowledge, that we may live the godly life we have been called to. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. Amen.
Let us confess our confession in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, and he ascended into heaven. And he sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Join me, please, for a closing prayer. Lord Jesus, you have made known to us the things of the kingdom today. Show us to apply what we have learned in this service to our daily lives. Help us to make wise choices throughout the week for the glory of your name. May we be able to shift through all that we have learned so that we can walk in your ways. Father, give us wisdom that leads to love and faith. In Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Spread the reign of God the Lord, spoken, written, mighty word. Everywhere his creatures call to his heavenly banquet.